What else has she missed? Do you know about Lisa's entire social circle posting on the forum? Do you know about our drug dealer that she had his abortion?
No, you know, I came in. I'm not too sure at what point Lisa was there for, but there was that Rose West person, and I just
was
so bored.
That was some random lizard.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, they were there, so I just left.
You made the good choice, since the forums have just been dog shit for the last 5 years. But let me tell you, Lisa's brother pushed her down the stairs and she had to go to the hospital. And then she was wandering around in a fugue state and met a meth dealer who took her home, gave her some meth, and got her pregnant. Then he got arrested by the police and got sent to jail, and she had his abortion. And then, this guy in jail, this guy called Peter, his girlfriend, who's like only 30, but she looks like seriously 70 from getting fucked up on meth, she was obsessed with Lisa and saw that Lisa dobbed him into the police. So she stalked Lisa online and was literally writing out posts from the forum. And she would write out posts from the forum, Tim would make a joke saying, like, Lisa's having my baby or whatever. And she would literally write out this post with the time it was posted and the usernames and mail it to prison so Peter could read it and see what Lisa was doing. And then he would write a letter to Lisa, actually quite nice and polite, saying, like, I hear that you're having a baby with this guy called Tim. I hope you're happy together. If you had had my baby, I would have been there for you, but I hope he's there for you. And then he would mail this to Lisa and she would post it on the forums. So there's literally the fucking message board that I pay for is getting transcribed and mailed to a prison in Australia for a meth dealer like fucking Walter White from Breaking Bad to read them. And then he would like make a post. He would literally like also say like, and to everyone on the Ruby Caliber is what they would refer it to this, my website as, I want Lisa to post this message and say that I've never sold meth to children. Like Lisa says, I would never do that. And she was the one that dolled me in. I wasn't even doing anything that bad because he wants to justify himself to the firm. Then he gets released from jail and him and his now ex-girlfriend and his new girlfriend all come and post on the farm to harass Lisa. And that went on for about 2 years, where this, like, convicted meth dealer was posting on the forums harassing Lisa. And it was a fucking nightmare, just these fucking, like, meth addicts shitting up my website. It was horrible. And I was paying, like, $200 a month for this. It was amazing.
That's good.
Or not a month, a year, but it's still pretty sad.
Oh my god, this forum's so goddamn
I love it. It's like a piece of my childhood.
A very fucked up childhood.
My childhood was worse, but whatever.
Top well.
So who do you miss more, Steve Yost or Lisa?
I have Lisa to talk to right now. I could talk to Lisa whenever I want. She loves me. She bothers me on Steam to give her more rep. That's another thing. She's obsessed with the rep system as if it's not broken to fucking back and if it means anything and if it actually signifies anything. But she's like, gets really, really wound up if anyone neg reps her and demands that we give her plus rep. She calls us, have you heard the video where she like calls me a death slap and cries about rep?
No.
Okay.
Did she hear that?
Well, it's your video, Deso, so you link her up. So I don't have to go and find it.
She calls me screaming at me.
We were watching a movie at the time, by the way. We were like only half paying attention.
And then like halfway through it, she's saying all this like crazy bullshit, and all we do is just start quoting what they're saying in the movie.
And she starts like, replying.
That's what they were talking to her.
Yeah.
I couldn't understand because she was like, she's like sounding all nasally, you know. And Ruby's like, "You okay?" And she's like, "I've been crying." And then she, like, I go, "What's wrong?" And she starts going on. Oh, just link the fucking video. What am I doing?
You took my forum away.
Oh my god, there's so much good stuff on this. And she had been making fun of my stomach issue. Oh my god, I can't do it on this forum. Oh wait, I can.
Please do not.
She was making fun of me because I had to go get surgery on my stomach. She was like, "Oh, I bet your belly aches, you little pussy," or something like that. Alright, I've been trying to be nice to you for years. Ready to get personal. And you're hurting my feelings, Kobe.
Fuck you and your medical issues.
That's okay. She doesn't. It's cool. She doesn't have any herself, so.
Yeah, no, none at all.
I deserve it.
She is a picture of health. Mm. When I grow up, I want to be like Lisa McMurdy.
Have at least one meth dealer's abortion, baby.
And I would. I think. If the years I've been with Lisa, this is perhaps the only time I've been mean to her. It was this video, if I can find it. The best thing was, is I just took a giant collage of my waifu videos and with GIFs and rounds, and I threw them all in just to cover up the audio. And like the part where she starts to like start bawling in the video is like automatically a picture of Mary Elizabeth Winstead crying, just like poetically. I think that's my favorite time in the whole video. It was like, I couldn't have planned that if I wanted to. Let me see. What is it called? Audio of Mary Elizabeth Winstead. Oh, did she get the Fargo?
I wonder if that will get hits from people actually looking for that kind of thing.
I think I hid the video. Yeah, I hid the video, so I wouldn't screw with any of my new bros. If you want to listen to this, we can 3-2-1 it.
Oh, yeah.
Are you ready, Mrs. Gavin?
I'm so ready.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, go.
Hello.
Yeah, it's me from the past.
What's this then? We're just discussing whether we should give you rep or not.
That's a lie.
Yeah, should, but, like, we're still on the fence.
Okay, well, because I was really upset and I was crying, so Johnny's brother decided to give his account at Supermensa, and so I could pretend to be a guy, so I could have a forum. So I don't have a lot. I've got money. He's on the other side of the planet, and my whole life I don't socialize and talk to people much, and I just like forums. It's an outlet.
Yeah. But you have rep and Supermancer.
What? I do. Johnny's brother's account. He's been there since 2011. And he's giving me his account.
What's a good account is that?
I'm not saying. Because he was a ruiner.
I don't even know what Supermancer is, to be honest. I know there's a group of people who come from there, but okay.
It's just a forum.
And what's wrong?
Oh,
why are you crying?
Because you took my forum away.
The forum's still there. The forum's still there. What are you talking about?
You made horrible.
What did I do?
You took my rep away and you just made horrible.
I was just kind of being a boy.
Fucking man.
Thanks.
Yeah, not all boys. Not all boys are admins.
Not all men.
Admins on a forum. Absolute power corrupts absolutely.
It really makes you think.
I've been pushed to the dark side. What's happening?
What it like?
You can't tell sarcasm at all.
Why do you need to pretend to be a boy on Supermensa?
Because if they know it's me, I've already fought with a couple of the guys there. If they know it's me, then they'll all harass me.
Will they give you neg rep?
Yeah, they'll rep on me. There's only like two of them. Everybody else is cool and nice, but there's like a couple of them, and they just harass me.
No, this is where she starts yelling at me.
Okay, come here.
thought you were going to say black porn.
It's a good show. There's black music and show. Black porn is also a good show. Mm.
Yeah,
like black
yes,
Swan's a good movie.
It's not black. It's ebony.
BBC.
I was born a cis white male. What is your obsession with my ass?
That was a quote from the movie.
I used to like you, but you've just been a fuckhead to me for no reason.
Oh, fuck it.
Oh my God, was you're the movie go? In the background.
Yeah.
No, I don't think it was.
Hack. I bet you won't short text. Not you, Lisa. Yeah,
she literally photoshopped her own face. She photoshopped her own face.
Can I just have my rep?
I'm pretty sure you can't hotwire a, like, golf buggy car.
Yeah, you cannot do that. Oh, no. That's a straight car right there.
Why the fuck not? Why did you make these deals with me and then just be a fuckhead?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I'm gonna... Oh! Where's
let's see your feet. Let's see your feet.
These fucking niggers off my screen.
Army.
That's my air conditioner. It sounds like
what?
That's how you can usually tell you're talking to an American, because they have an air conditioner right next to their computer for some reason.
Well, mine's far away, but it's just a portable one, so it's really loud.
Aren't you also talking on a phone or something? Move yourself away from it. Okay, are you talking on a computer?
I can move.
Look at all these asses.
Like, I'm not interested unless it's Aubrey Plaza.
What are you, fucking waifuist or something like that?
Yeah.
You got alpha waifuist?
Yeah. I believe in waifu monogamy in the moment.
Okay, that's cool. I'm not trying to fuck anyone.
What?
Why do you care so much? It's not, like,
I just
real.
Do.
You don't even
do
anything with it. It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't actually mean if you're popular or whatever.
I just
yeah,
do
yeah, it.
Thanks to be the only person along with fucking plug drugs who has red rep. And I had rep, and Deso keeps taking it away.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't do anything.
No, it matters. It's a status symbol, Ruby.
Then he gives a fuckhead a million rep, so what the fuck?
What fuckhead is this?
Oh, shit!
Daniel!
That's Donald Glover, nigga!
Is it? Don't be racist. That's not Donald Glover, you racist.
Who touched my daughter fucking person?
Daytona fucking beach. Oh. Okay? Oh my God, this one is loud.
She's
got
that Hillary. In the mood.
She's got
yeah. Yeah, looking pissed and angry.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, we can see your cooter.
Yeah, cover up, please.
I'm not naked. I'm sitting here in my
oh head. My God, I have my x-ray vision goggles on. I can see your vagina.
You can see my vagina because you've asked if I can see my vagina.
I never asked.
Yes,
I've asked to. What do you think of, don't panic, it's okay.
Tessa! Stop eating that!
It's okay, couples get fights all the time.
Oh, bitch!
Just give me my rep back.
Just put that, don't eat it.
I don't understand how you got so far off schedule. I also don't understand why people care about rep so much.
Because it's a status symbol. If you had rep, you'd care about
it. I definitely wouldn't.
You can't. You've had green rep your whole life.
Well, that's true. That's true. I can't help being a flyer.
You don't know. You haven't lived that life. You ain't lived that life.
You're right. I'm just too much of a good poster, and everyone likes me.
Not everybody.
You know,
I don't like you. Not
like,
many times.
Like when? The American gets shot. Oh no, it's Kang.
There was a horse in the movie.
You're acting like it's money. You can't do anything.
It's a big deal. It's a big deal.
Money. It's just rent.
I'm trying to enjoy the movie. There's pedestrians outside.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Oh man, it's Donald Trump's house.
I think she just never realized we were watching a movie.
Sasha Grey, philosopher, humanity.
I'll not ever give you rent on this farm.
Huh?
Wow, drugs! Oh my god, in a legal place there's marijuana.
Huh?
Now this is weed badass, isn't it?
Weed lama.
If I cared enough, I would just copy and paste everything she's ever messaged me on Skype and just build a wall of text about rent.
You should like replace the bar under our username where the rent goes as just like a scrolling wall of text about her begging you to for rent, calling you a fuckhead, dirty bushpig or whatever, telling you to give her rent.
I don't want to inconvenience any of our mobile users because they're off their phone.
I'll tell Clay to do that next time I'm paying him for the farm.
I don't have to send that much text to somebody. Like, it wouldn't send all in one time. I'd have to email it, a document to him or something. It's a lot. It's kind of like one of the Stevie walls, but like, one time I went out to dinner, and I went to the bar, and I came back, and I had like 2.5 hours of missed messages from Lisa, like in a row. Like, I bet you're not even listening to. You're such a fuckwit, Dessa. You took my rep away. And it was just like walls of this. And I looked, and I was like, oh my god, this has been going on for 2.5 hours. I'm like, hey, sorry, I was at dinner. How's your night going? Or something like that. And she goes, oh, I'm sure you were just here and ignoring me or something. I'm like, no,
yeah,
I literally.
True.
Sorry, I need my. I need to be a more responsible admin and have my my Skype on 24/7 on my phone. Ah, sorry, you missed the. Are you glad you've returned to the forum, Gabby?
I have nothing going on in my life right now. I'm like the loserest nerd shut-in ever that anything is.
You're hired.
You'll fit right in. Oh, here's another Lisa anecdote. Lisa wanted, since she's dumb as fucking dog shit, she wanted to get back at Peter, the meth dealer, so she posted his phone number and address on the forums, thinking that we would just like troll him and this wouldn't come back to her at all. And then this guy called Cody, who I don't know if you know who he is, he doesn't really post anymore, but because I chased him away, thankfully. But he used to be a member of the KKK, but they kicked him out because he got arrested for domestic violence against his wife, who was like 60, and he was only with her because he wanted her money. So that's how much of a piece of shit he was. He got kicked out of the KKK for beating his wife. That's not a joke or a gimmick. But and then he just like starts texting this Peter guy and like starts like saying like, hey, this girl Lisa's trying to fuck you over, like tell me everything you want about her and we'll fuck her over. So he gives her Peter gives Cody Lisa's full bank account details that he has for some reason. And since Cody, like, this guy must have had an IQ of like fucking like in the 80s or something, he doesn't know what to do with it. So he just like, he doesn't even know how to get the information off his phone. He's so tech illiterate. So he fucking holds it up to his web camera and posts a video of it on YouTube. and no one fucking watches this YouTube video because people are just like, fuck off, we're not watching your video. And then I show it to Technorat, who is immediately like, wait a minute, is this really Lisa's fucking bank account details? And I'm like, try it, I guess. So he fucking goes to, like, SaveTheChildren.com and under Lisa's fucking bank account details sponsors a child called Ropafonso in Africa for, like, 6 months until Lisa realized it. Then Lisa was in the predicament where she has to, like, literally stop the only money that's keeping this poor girl in a village in Africa fed. But this is, like, her welfare money she lives on. She's so stupid she didn't notice that she was having money taken out of her account for 6 months. And she stopped the money. And I don't know what happened to Ropafonso, but I hope she's all right. But, yeah.
In a death nap, certainly.
Yeah. Thanks, Lisa.
Hey, Lisa kept her up for 6 months.
So. Yeah. So this girl in Africa, literally, like...
to take care of herself.
Maybe.
Like, she's got a full round of deworming. Yeah. She probably got some shots in there somewhere.
Yeah, she's probably fucking doing better than Lisa, to be honest.
Did you say you're getting called by Reno?
Yeah, he called me.
Did you answer?
No, I'm talking to you.
Good.
You should...
Friend zone him.
You should not talk to him.
I know.
I don't really want to.
He's an insane alcoholic.
He blocked Clay this week.
He's going the way of Stevie.
Because Clay told him that I was ready to forgive him or something.
Control.
Just to troll him. And he added me. Then he revoked his friend request right when Clay said, I was just fucking kidding you. And then he goes on about how Clay's old and can't sell his house and he's bad at video games and then blocked Clay.
Sick burn, man. Sick burn.
He keeps harassing my friends. He texted me this week and said, lol, bite niggers or something like that. At like 3 p.m. after not talking to me for 2 weeks because he blocked me and then I blocked him on everything. So I know Ruby and I are having a serious discussion. We think he'll end up in the hospital.
He's going to get alcohol poisoning.
Well,
I've had alcohol poisoning.
Really? How much do you have to drink to get there?
More than I should.
Well, you're probably the same like height and weight as Reno, so we're just trying to gauge how much he needs to drink until he ends up in the hospital.
I don't know. It was when I was in high school still, so I don't drink to excess like that anymore.
Good. Did you have to get charcoal tablets or whatever they do?
I did the first time. They pumped my stomach
the first time. Okay.
They couldn't give me the other stuff the second time because, you know, I went unconscious and stopped breathing and stuff.
Yay. Hopefully that happens to Reno.
I was lucky. Did it have any long-term effects? Like,
I mean, my liver's probably shot to shit, but
a little
I feel
brain
fine
damage.
Now.
A little brain
no,
damage.
No, there was nothing to damage. That's fine.
Okay. I thought maybe that's why you're back in the farms. You got brain damage.
I mean, yeah.
As Deso told you about Reno, like threatening to basically a terrorist attack.
What? Did you tell me about that?
I don't know. I've told a lot of people that. I don't think I told you it. I have a friend. Okay. Maybe I have told you this story, but I'll tell it anyway. So there's a Mumble chat or a Discord chat, TeamSpeak chat, whatever you want to call it, that I go in with some ex-Y Team Indiers. Mm-hmm. And he went in there and he had this theory that this girl Hoda, I don't know if you've had the misfortune of meeting her.
What's her name?
Hoda.
It doesn't sound familiar.
She's a really pretty girl, but she's really, really toxic and just not very intelligent. I don't have a problem with her personally, but I don't talk to her, so. But anyway.
She's Egyptian, so, and I had to ask her if she'd been female circumcised, because that's very common in Egypt, and she said, no, I was born in America, and then I was relieved. But go on.
That's crucial for the story.
Crucial, she has a clitoris.
Anyway.
Lucky girl. Anyway.
That girl, while one of my friends was going through a divorce, she called his wife and said a bunch of stupid shit about like how they were cybering or something really stupid that was untrue. And so now that guy hates her, obviously, right? Because he just kind of put that into that wrench into the divorce situation. Fast forward to this week, Reno goes in there drunk on a Tuesday morning, and he says, I know where you work. I'm going to call you and get you fired for all this shit that you've written online. And he goes, why? And it's because you're telling Hoden not to send me her nudes. And he's like, whoa. Because I hate Hoda, I'm respecting her privacy? Is that what you're trying to tell me here? He goes, yeah, you stupid fuck. Or something like that. And then my other friend, who's a police officer, steps in and is like, Reno, that's the stupidest fucking thing I've ever heard you say. And he was like, don't worry, I'm going to send anthrax to the Appleton, Wisconsin Police Department, and you're going to fucking die. And then my other friend steps in that's like this chill stoner guy's like, dude, what's going on? And he's like, dude, if I had your fucking house, you autistic freak, I'd show up and shoot you in your fucking face with a Desert Eagle.
Jesus Christ!
Chuck's like, what's your fucking issue? He's like, hey, go fuck yourself. Hey, do you want to play Dota? And he starts left. Like, this has been my best friend for, outside of Ruby. Ruby's always my best friend, but he's my second best friend for, like, almost a decade now. I mean, I've met up with him 3 times, but like the past 2 years, he's just lost it. And I, after like a lot of thinking about it for over the past year, he blocked me again. I just blocked him on everything. I'm not changing it. But we had a really serious chat like an hour ago. Like we think he will probably end up in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to do anything to stop it or anything. So,
let it happen.
Don't talk to him. especially on the weekends. Because he gets shit-faced when he comes home from work. But on the weekends, he was playing with Shake, one of my friends, and he was playing with Clay a game. And then Clay said, I wish you wouldn't play with us anymore. Because he, was playing the game, and he would just, wander off and stop playing. And you just start screaming and then wander off and then come back. And then after he died in the game or something, he shut down the Skype call. And so Clay and Shake had to call each other, and they messaged him, and they're like, hey, we don't want to play with you when you're drunk. You kind of turned into an asshole. And then he went on a long tirade about how Clay was old and fat and couldn't sell his house, and he has to have his parents rely on him for everything, and just gone on this huge rant and then blocked him on everything.
You're stupid, and I don't want to be your friend anymore. You're out of my club.
And I think I'd be more sad about this because he's been my friend for so long, but he's been like this for almost 2 years now, and I can't take it anymore, dude. I got so many cool people in my life, like Ruby, you, and Shake. I don't fucking care anymore. If I have a couple of good friends, then that's totally worth it. Anyway. So yeah, welcome back to RubyNet.
Everyone's insane. We've got 2 homeless posters.
Might I remind you?
Yes.
I started off as a 14-year-old who was completely unsupervised by her parents and decided to flash some random people on the internet. I don't know why you guys are so shocked that I'm here still.
Stupid mistakes are older. We just don't make worse mistakes when we're older.
If you're not a drug addict or homeless, you're doing pretty well by the RubyNet standards, don't you worry.
Excellent.
Do you have 2 published vagina blood photos yet?
Oh.
Okay, well.
Time to catch up.
You definitely can't marry an addict.
No,
you're if that's the, if you did something when you were 14, that's your badge of shame. Then, I joined the forum when I was 15. How old were you when you were posting Ruby?
14.
Yeah,
I guess I turned up in 2005. I only started posting regularly in 2006, so 14, 15.
Oh, so we're all kind of the same age group.
Yeah. Now all the lizards have shown up who are in their fucking 40s or something.
50s and 60s.
Yeah.
Oh, do you know about Flagger Chat?
Oh my god! Do you know about Flagger Chat, Gabby?
No, what happened?
Oh no. You're so lucky for not knowing. It's not even that bad. Okay. Basically, this guy, what was Flagger Chat's real name? Patrick Mannix. He had this right, he was like 65. Sorry, that was a spoiler there, but he's 65. And he had this rivalry with a guy called Jack Van Hooker, who's also 65. And these two shitheads, they've been arguing on the internet. I think someone told me that they've been arguing since, like, Usenet, since literally before the World Wide Web in the 80s. They met on Usenet mailing lists. And they've been, like, doxing each other and harassing each other's families for, like, 25 fucking years. And somehow they end up on my fucking website. And Flagger Chat's gimmick was he would talk like in leet speak, and he thinks he's like this master cyber stalker who can get anyone's docs. But I don't think he docs. Did he ever dox one person successfully? He would just like, he would Google someone's username, and the first name to come up, he would post it in the forums, even though it would be completely unrelated, and it would be like obviously a joke alias, or it would be a completely unrelated person. And he would think he was this master troll. And I would get emails from these random people who would find out, like, he thought I was someone from Stoke-on-Trent in London or something, and I was just lying about being Scottish, and he got my docs. And then I got a message from someone saying, like, yeah, I Googled my name and I found myself on this crazy website, can you take it off? And that would happen on a regular basis, and this guy was really shitting up the fucking forum. But then, and I knew, kind of like his real life, since all these legends are fucking retards who tell each other their real phone numbers and addresses, and they all, he was like calling up people's, families. Yeah, and he was calling up people's families and telling them, like, this Jack guy, is like a pedophile and all this stuff and trying to get him arrested. And before he was, doing this on the internet, he was notorious in his local courthouse for filing frivolous lawsuits. He was just like this general shithead sociopath who would waste people's time. And there was like a warrant out for his arrest in another state where he had been running up frivolous lawsuits, and the courthouse kicked him out or something and wanted to bring him up on some charge. So there was literally a warrant out for his arrest. And some other woman he'd been harassing who was messaging me about this. Just one day, she told me that I've been told the warrant is no longer valid because Flagger Chat has died. He died of skin cancer, age 65, about 2 years ago, and he just fucking died. And it's the only time in my life, like, you joke about, like, oh, I hope that guy dies, you should kill yourself. But no, I was seriously really happy this guy died, because I didn't have to deal with his fucking dog shit on my forum anymore. Of him just posting random people's names and addresses, and then these poor random people email me saying, hey, why is my details on this site? This weird old man is calling my family because he thinks there's some poster or something, because he's a fucking insane scene up. He's dead. He's dead, and I don't have to deal with it. And it's amazing. And you know what? Jack Van Hooker, he had this rivalry with him. They'd be calling each other's families up for 20 years. I think he misses him. Because that was, like, the whole purpose in his life was this rivalry. Like, oh, you'll get him, you'll beat him. And he just dies of skin cancer. Now he's just this, like, sad old man who's wasted 2 decades of his life on an internet rivalry. And he hasn't got anything left. So, maybe flag one in the end. Other than being dead, he was in the end.
You realize you're going to have an internet rivalry with Steve Yost for the next 20 years.
Yeah, you know, for the next, like, 70 years, we'll be, like, 100-year-old men, and I'll be like, Steve, you owe me that $7,000! And then, like, inflation will be so bad that that's pretty much, like, 1 cent. And then he'll finally pay me back with inflation. Once it were in, like, the Zimbabwe trillion-dollar notes, he'll be able to pay me back, and I'll be able to buy, like, a grain of salt or something. It'll work out in the end. We'll all be in the same retirement home together, and I'll pay for it.
As long as it has Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
I was gonna watch outside and see if you guys could hear the rain, so I didn't do that.
Lock and your windows so niggers don't come in.
I'm on like the fourth floor. I don't think niggers can climb.
They'll free run up. They can climb trees like in Africa.
How do you know this?
I'm an anthropologist.
Documentaries.
Yeah, monkey documentaries. Gabby, let's make her watch the Taylor Swift video that I made.
No, I don't even want to watch that.
Why not?
I watched halfway through, I couldn't take it anymore.
Come on, pussy. up front, do you know about Taylor Swift music videos?
No.
I'll only give it to her if she wants to see it. Do you know about Taylor Swift new music videos? Because yes. I do. Have you seen Wildest Dreams?
Yes.
Okay, there was a small, like, SJW feminist bullshit controversy on Twitter where they were like, okay, so this music video is set in Africa, but it's all about white people and there's no African people in it. Like, that's racist. Taylor Swift's racist. Yes, I got triggered. That was a microaggression against Africa. It supports colonialism. Those were, like, seriously articles being written. And Technorat, like, fucking at work, he's driving around and he listens to this on the radio and he gets this idea. He thinks, you know what? We should edit in Africans to the video. We'll give them what they want. So he comes to me and he says, you're good at making videos, so you should get all the videos of Africans from Live Leak of them fucking killing kids and female circumcision and cutting people's hands off and putting people's heads on pikes and genocides and people hacking people to death with machetes and famines and AIDS and all these fucking horrible things in Africa, and you edit that into the video, and I did it. And I think I did a really good, job, like, it's seriously actually quite emotive to have, like, the Taylor Swift, this sort of, like, ethereal, sad music overlaid onto, like, footage of genocides. It's like, it's quite emotive, so would you like to watch that? It is, like, an unironic, this is the most sort of graphic violence you'll see.
I kind of have to, don't I?
Yeah, well,
no. It's gore, whatever. But there's one part that, like, the part ding. Where they transition from like the verse to the chorus, where there's a ding, and there's one part that just always I immediately close it as soon as that happens because it's just yes. By the way. Wasn't this, like, some college class used this video?
I posted this on Paul on 4chan, and they fucking loved it. They went mental with it, and people were, like, posting it on Vivo, and it would get taken down for copyright infringement. But someone made a post on Paul saying, like, months later, saying, like, oh, remember that, like, Taylor Swift Africa video some anon made? I got my sociology professor to play that in class, and all the libtards were freaking out. So, like, this is like teaching material in some fucking American college.
Wow.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
I'm ready.
3, 2, 1, go. I just put my Taylor Swift t-shirt on. I'm just here for the music.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
No. I'm all tabby.
I watched so many videos of genocide and Live Leak for this.
It must have been really depressing.
Had an impact on my dick.
Oh, my wife.
Listen to how I've got this synced up. I've synced up with the lyrics. A tall guy, Kino.
This part. Oh, God, this part.
Oh!
That's Jonestown.
No. I think that's where a massacre happens. A cult suicide killed themselves.
Is that Jonestown? Hey, that's me.
Me on the left.
20 men? That sounds like a good Saturday night. Just jokes, guys. I'm secretly crying.
Literally, videos of rapes. I like how it's like Taylor's looking down at all this from a plane.
Oh, the cinematography. Beautiful!
Kino.
She should be a producer.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, oh, I'm sitting there, boys.
Oh, why? Oh, God! Guys!
Oh.
you just light a kid on fire? Why
did
they get killed?
Yep.
I'm so bipolar with this music video. It's like, Taylor.
Yeah. Just imagine it's Taylor killing the black people.
Is that a cricket match?
That's Rhodesia.
God, lipstick is on point, though.
Yeah, it's Rhodesia, the white nation in Africa that immediately went to shit and became Zimbabwe when all the white people left.
Well, that's the first time I've ever watched it all the way through.
Did you enjoy it?
It was no more uplifting than I expected it to be. It was nothing like my t-shirt.
I watched a lot of documentaries about Africa, and I learned a lot.
I'm a little bit worried about your mental state. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I remember
the fact that you can watch that with, like, whatever. Like, it's just another day. That makes me upset.
It took me 2 weeks to make it. 2 weeks of work of watching nothing but beheadings and people getting set on fire and kids getting their brains blown open on live leak.
I legitimately feel uncomfortable watching that shit. I'm sorry, I'm just too much of a lib-cuck faggot Bernie supporter to be able to stomach that, I guess.
Yeah, that's rough to watch.
Did you hear the little song at the end where it's like everyone has AIDS or something? I forget where I got that clip from.
I closed it.
Me too.
At the end, I put a notice saying Taylor would rather donate to the animals of Africa than the people of Africa, who she clearly doesn't even want to think about. To make a difference in Africans today, please donate to save the children. So it's for a good cause. I wonder if anyone actually donated to save the children. Maybe.
Probably not. I don't think anyone made it that far.
No, that's like a reward. If you're considering, like, killing yourself because you made it to the end, then you can, like, feel better by donating to charity. Or, like, put it in your will before you fucking hang yourself.
The end. The
tangled up with you all night burning.
That part, like...
Burning I felt, you I felt down.
My apple juice coming up. It's not good. I need to drink more water.
That's a good red pill for the issues Africans face. And if you don't like it, you're a racist like Taylor Swift.
All it made me realize is, God damn, I love being white. Yeah. Fucking great.
How to induce white privilege in someone. Just watch that video.
Jesus Christ. I hear that. I used to like jam out to that song in my car when I'd hear it on the radio, and then it's just like, it's good listening.
You can't hear. Ting!
Yeah, that's the part. That's the part. I turn it off every single time. The wind up on that, and then the audio is just
ting.
God, that
Mr. Echo, why?
Oh yeah, good Lost reference, fam.
Oh, I did it.
God,
I wrote a really good copy paste for it too. Let me see.
I don't
want to
read it.
No, it's like, it's in characters in SJW. A response to the highly criticized Wildest Dreams music video that romanticizes white colonialism by depicting a dangerous historical revisionist fantasy version of Africa is one big reservation for wealthy white folk to enjoy the exotic, to them, animals they've culturally appropriated while almost entirely excluding actual African people from the proceedings. There. That's actually really good writing because it's inseparable from something someone would really write on Tumblr.
But, oh God, I just can't see that fucking baby with his face missing.
I'm glad I've given you all PTSD.
I'm sorry.
Welcome back to the Y2MD. Yeah, I fucking warned you, bitch. Welcome back to the Y2MD community, bitch.
Wow, Lisa's life sure does suck. Hey, you guys want to watch this video of people who are in much better condition?
Well, at least their fucking misery is over. Lisa's still going.
Oh, God.
This is in 2014. Wow, 3 years ago. 3 years ago, and I still haven't gotten over it. I traumatized myself, but it was worth it.
3 years ago, I still haven't bought that album on vinyl yet.
You should. And then tell Taylor to give the proceedings to Save the Children.
Fuck that. That bitch needs to put out a new album.
She does. She needs to make a sequel to Bad Blood, because that was the kiniest of kino. Just get all these waifus to, like, fire guns, and then I'll be happy forever.
Did you ever see that music video, Gabby?
Don't worry, I haven't remixed it to Genocide or anything. It's just a genuinely good music video on its own. I think Gabby killed herself. What? I think she killed herself.
She booked a plane to Africa.
What?
I'm just wondering if you've seen the other music videos, Taylor Swift, that are a little less extreme.
Which one?
A little more on the safe side.
Bad Blood, or...
Yeah. Bad Blood's the best. I love Bad Blood. Yeah. I literally like watch that just to enjoy the keynote. In fact, to the waifus, of course.
God. So none of that disturbed you at all when you were watching those documentaries?
Let me try and remember the effect it had. I was definitely closing my eyes and picturing violence. It made me realize, like, oh yeah, Africa really is a fucking shithole. And it made me really glad to be born in a white country. It made me a little more racist, but from, like, an empathic point of view, where I was literally just really glad that I wasn't black, because if you're black, you're probably going to have a really bad life, because you're probably going to be born in Africa, or you're probably going to be born in a ghetto. So it made me, like, racist in a nice way. And it made me feel sorry for him.
That's nice. That's good.
And I learned a lot about, like, you can get high on medication for AIDS. Because that's what people in Africa do. Instead of taking it to cure their AIDS, they just huff it and they get high on it.
Alright. I'm done with this discussion.
So if you ever want to get high, just get AIDS. That's what I learned. Then you can huff the medication, and you'll get blazed. Welcome back to Y2ND, you bitch. And that is how you talk to women.
Oh.
I hope you took note. Just show them hundreds of niggers getting killed.
Jesus Christ.
Well, at least now you'll look really normal and sane in comparison to me. I'm the perfect wingman, because I just, like, traumatize women.
That's Ruby. Fuck. I was about 5 minutes away from asking if she wanted to go to Boston for the last time.
Just, like, tell her, like, don't worry, Ruby's not coming. please bring a projector and show them that music video. Just be like, oh guys, I've got something my friend wants you to see. It's really educational. Do you want to learn about Africa?
Oh my god. What was that sound? Oh! Hi, did you go throw up because of that video? We don't have to talk about it any further. I was gonna say, would you like to go to Boston? I'm kind of being pressured to answer this question.
I kind of feel like you should just buy the one baseball ticket, and then if I end up coming, then I just won't watch the baseball game.
No, that's not that. It's the plane ticket.
Oh, God. Ugh, so much pressure. I've never been, like, traveling by myself. It's scary.
Well,
it's time to grow.
What? You shut up.
It's her decision. If she wants to do it, that's cool. That'd be awesome.
I've never even seen your face, Ruby. You can't even tell me anything about anything. You can't say shit about shit.
I don't travel outside my house on my own.
Let me hear your American accent. Don't say something like, oh, I love hamburgers. Just talk to me with your American.
Use my American accent.
Stop clapping. It's not funny.
That's my American accent.
You're clapping wrong. Americans golf clap. It's like...
No, they clamp by putting two guns side by side and then firing so the slides hit together.
Yeah!
Yeah, boy! And then they lynch a nigger.
Oh, wow.
They shoot an unarmed black man. Come on, niggers.
I think I just watched a propaganda film for that.
Oh, I'm not sleeping tonight.
Yeah, that video is really disturbing. It's like a here advice, we're gonna do our best of video.
The best of Africa.
Oh god.
PTSD, greatest hits.
That's literally what PTSD must be like, where like if you're a soldier in Afghanistan and you see a bunch of violence and you like have a nightmare, that's what it's like. It's like a montage of people losing limbs.
Without the Taylor Swift music to make it a little softer.
No. When you go to Boston, can you do me a favor and go to the site of the Boston bombing where the marathon was? And like take a picture. Like just lay down and pretend to be dead. That's what you all do. Everyone in the meetup all pretend to be the victims of the Boston bombing and someone takes a picker.
When I was at a party in Boston 2 years ago, it like got awkward and like so like the party house was like, this doesn't have to be awkward, and it just like got quiet. I was like, yeah, so how about that Boston bombing? And everyone started laughing and it broke the ice. So good. I was like, what's the most edgy thing you could say right now? It broke the ice. Because everybody was from the internet.
So good.
Like, yeah, death and destruction, yeah. Society doesn't matter. Kill all people.
Let's do it again. You said to make a bomb, I printed it off of your internet.
I will go, when I go to Boston, I will take a selfie at the Boston bombing location.
Good.
And I'll give it to you.
Good.
Okay. If I can't come, will you print out a picture of me and, like, take pictures of yourself in Boston with my picture?
No, that's a test.
I can mail you like a clump of my hair or something if that would work better for you.
Yeah, let me just go to the Boston bombing location
and plant DNA evidence. We've got a third suspect.
Some school shooter looking kid is taking selfies outside of the location with what appears to be some
human hair.
Delta Force B, you need to go in and have a chat with this young man. You should come, dude, it'll be fun.
We promise you won't get sexually assaulted.
Don't say shit like that. Like,
sorry, I'm trying to
It's going to be fun.
Wait,
yeah,
who
you
are
probably
you talking to? Because I might sexually assault someone. I don't know.
Well, that's okay.
You're welcome to sexually assault people. I just don't want to be associated with it. Like, he knew about it. I don't want those.
No, you have to fully endorse this or else I can't do it.
I endorse it. That's how rape culture works.
You're like my sponsor.
If it convinces you to come to Boston, then I'll testify for you in a trial about rape. How about that?
You'll be my rape sponsor. Perfect. Excellent. All right.
And you'll go?
Sorted.
I mean, probably not. Because I'm too afraid of the outside world, but...
Wisdom.
What?
Can you tell me by tomorrow?
Okay.
These tickets get more and more expensive, and they want me to get tickets for the baseball game. I think there's like a karaoke thing they want you to throw into, which I don't know if I'm going to go to that. But
oh, really? You want to go to the baseball game, but you don't want to go to karaoke?
No, here's the thing. I can go to both. I'm going to go to both, but I'm more anxious about going to karaoke. Because I've been to karaoke 3 times, and I've sung 3 karaoke songs. And I've been nervous every time.
Sing one of my rap songs about killing niggas.
Yeah.
Whoa, black niggas, bam, blam. Whoa, white niggas, bam, blam. Fucking hate you, nigga, bam, blam, because your dick is bigger, bam, blam. Whoa, white niggas, bam, blam.
I was literally singing that in my car today, and I just realized, like, wow, that's my best friend that sings that brilliant. What does that say about me as a person? Like, oh, killer, he's this amazing art content person for the web. Check this one out. Seabury loves that music video.
Yeah.
That song. That kid was like, yeah, man, I was bumping that on my iPhone a few days ago. I was like, all right, dude, I meant to tell you.
That's very nice. Is he still in fucking deployed in Qatar?
No,
is he back home? Okay,
back to Texas.
I'm glad he didn't I'm glad he didn't get fucking blown up by an IED or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, he's back in Texas. He's going to be back in his hometown in Colorado here in a week. Mm-hmm. They have to have like a 2-week thingy, or like a boot camp or whatever. Yeah, whatever.
Is he leaving the army or?
Yeah, and I actually was like, what are you going to do the first thing? He's like, damn, I can't wait to get back to shit posting, man. I've missed him. Like, what are you fucking? He's like, oh, I love trolling the internet.
I can imagine. Yeah.
No, he's a great guy. Yeah. I'm going to meet up with him probably here in a month or two.
And get black.
Just because I hang out with someone who's black does not mean I want to suck their dick or something, too.
Aww.
But why not?
He's not my type. I'm racist. He's not my type. I only suck LWCs, not BBCs.
I don't know what any of that means, but okay. I'm giving you the thumbs up.
A BBC is a big black cock. An LWC is...
Oh, a little white cock.
There you go.
What?
Oh, I'm so smart. Look how quick I'm learning, guys.
You're getting your meme education.
Autistic
language. Stay woke.
Stay woke about the power of the black one.
Okay, yeah.
So, do we have any, like, forum babies yet? Because we've had a few marriages. Like, do we have the next generation yet?
John, oh, the next generation, that's nice. John and Cag, John says he doesn't want kids, so they got dogs instead. I don't know if whales and Terror Baby have kids. I don't know. Maybe they did, and then their parents' honor killed them or something.
Oh, God.
Maybe
how do you marry law whales? That dude's like one of the worst posters ever.
Yeah, I don't know. Hopefully we'll have our first, like, farm abortion if Tim gets Lisa pregnant.
What about Lisa? She already had an abortion.
What? Oh, yeah, I guess. Well, Peter posted in the farms. The fucking father of that abortion post. It was after the abortion, though. But technically, two posters in the farm have had an abortion together.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Abortions don't matter. It needs to be like two A or B listers having sex and then have that kid aborted. Or raising that. I think raising the kid would be way more interesting.
The thing that happened on Almighty Lol, I think Ewok My Wee Walk got...
Ewok and...
Got...
That really pretty girl.
Girl poster or whatever.
Control Kick was her name?
Yeah.
Dude, she was so pretty! She was so pretty.
Yeah.
And he was like, I think he was a pretty good guy too.
Now he's homeless. Now he's an insane
No,
that's both of them. I know that's Rock Toys you're thinking of. But,
both homeless.
Yeah, they're both homeless.
Rock Toys lived at Reno's house for like 6 months.
My favorite thing that Rock Toys, I think he said it to you maybe, was that in his schizophrenic, fucked up brain, he gets like visions of like Reno yelling at him, and he controls it by having a visual image of dunking Reno in a vat of acid so he can't talk to him, and then the voices go away, which is the most distressing, fucked up thing I've heard in quite a while. He's probably going to do it to him in real life or something, and Reno will thank him at this stage.